Most state agencies already fall under control of the governor, but not the Government Accountability Board. The board is made up of former judges. They have the power to approve rules written by GAB staff. Those rules, like any others written by state agencies, can then be reviewed and rejected by the legislature. If the legislature gives its blessing, the rules have the force of law. But Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says Walker's proposal appears to take that oversight a step further.
If the governor puts himself in a position of being able to nix what the GAB does and single-handedly go in and interfere with the work of this independent board, that's got to be a major concern for the public.
Government Accountability Board spokesman Reed Magny had no specific reaction to Walker's proposal. When the board was established by legislators from both parties a few years ago, one of the selling points was its independence. It wrote a high-profile set of rules this year that would have set strict standards on third-party campaign groups to disclose their donors. Those rules ended up in court, and the board watered them down this week. Walker's proposal would also require other agencies already under a governor's control to get his explicit okay before advancing rules to the legislature. That could cover everything from the design of piers on lakes to building codes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.